I was really starting to like the FAA the past few years. What with the Part 23 rewrite and passage of third-class medical reform, I was beginning to see them as more of a kindler, gentler agency. More, let's all work together for the greater good and that sort of thing. At least until last weekend. That's when the FAA performed one of those end runs around everyone, slipping a settlement on the Santa Monica airport mess in under everybody's radar on a Saturday morning. The FAA's deal with Santa Monica allows the city to chop up the airport's single runway as soon as the ink's dry on the necessary paperwork. That should shrink Santa Monica's single runway from 4,973 feet down to something closer to 3,500, just short enough, in fact, to make it useless for most jets and even some large chartered turboprops. Now, I suppose the agency is thinking, inside of this innovative solution, as the administrator called it, was that the airport's going to remain open for business until 2028. That, of course, is assuming the city hasn't already driven everybody away by then. But seriously, they see this deal as innovative? Let me quote Administrator Michael Huerta. Mutual cooperation between the FAA and the city enabled us to reach this innovative solution, which resolves long-standing legal and regulatory disputes. This is a fair resolution for all concerned because it strikes an appropriate balance between the public's interest in making local decisions about land use practices and its interests in safe and efficient aviation services. A fair resolution, huh? I'm struggling with this one. Sure, local municipalities ought to have a say in their airport's operations, but what about this deal strikes anyone as fair or innovative? Now, the FAA and the city have been in this skirmish for decades, of course, and we all knew something had to give sooner or later. But from this point on, the agency is going to have a tough time convincing anybody of their support for the industry if everyone knows they're willing to pull another Meg's Field fiasco at the 11th hour. And let's be serious. This really is a Meg's Field-like move. The agency says this historic agreement removes the uncertainty of the airport closing at a moment's notice like Meg's. The FAA says they're also going to be on their toes to enforce the Santa Monica agreement. Okay. But if this agreement is so innovative, so grand, so historic, why sneak it in under the media radar on a Saturday morning where every good PR person sends news releases they hope no one's really going to notice? Some readers think the settlement was nudged along by the new administration at the last minute, but I kind of doubt it. The FAA just doesn't move that fast, unless it's in their best interests, I guess. Now, where are those stupid thumbs-down emojis when I need them anyway? I'm Rob Mark in Chicago. We'll see you next time.